Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I had heard somebody mention something about the Buffalo Zoo changing their pricing and increasing prices. And to be honest, I didn't really give it that much thought. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, just like everybody, right? Hadn't really thought that much about it. And then I saw the prices. And I, like, had one of those, you know, it's going viral today, the, tape of OJ looking at the shoes. In the, because all the O.J. Simpson stuff, you know, when right. He realizes that those are his shoes, he's pictured wearing them, like these are the same shoes from the crime scene, and he, like, his face goes like, you know, eyes like Bugs Bunny or SpongeBob SquarePants, like out of his head. That was me looking at the zoo prices this morning, and I'm not the only one who thought about this. Joining us on the line is Erie County Legislator Chris Green, to talk about this, because Chris, you've noticed this. Other people in the legislature have noticed this as well. The zoo is raising prices. It's not necessarily raising prices across the board. They're introducing a new $5 admission rate for low-income residents to make up for that, raising prices for everybody else by a pretty significant amount. What was your reaction when you saw some of these prices?
I would say I had the OJ face as well. I was shocked to see, 45% increases for general admission, for seniors, a 45% or 44%, kids, 43%. We knew that there was going to be a new program rolled out called the Zoo for All, which the idea was to expand access, which I don't think anybody was against, having the ability for low-income individuals to be able to take their kids to the zoo. I think it's a great idea, but we weren't expecting these significant increases when Buffalo was already on the higher end of zoo admission rates comparatively to other zoos in the area. I guess I could understand maybe a 5 or 10% increase. We're all seeing increases across the board just about everywhere with inflation, but 45% was shocking.
Now the county does help subsidize the zoo. You guys were given somewhat of a warning that something might happen. What exactly were you told, if anything?
Well, I wasn't told anything about a general admission increase. We do subsidize the zoo right now to the tune of about $2 million. There was a big increase this year, but when you look at money they've received through the Erie County for American Rescue Plan over the last 5 years, it's a total of about $10 million. They get a lot of taxpayer dollars. And, we want to see those increases, not just fall on the middle class. I mean, right now for somebody like myself, I happen to have four kids and a wife, family of six. We're looking at almost a $200 cost for me to take my family to the zoo for a few hours. That I can tell you, that's not a trip we're taking this year.
Yeah, I was looking at the prices, and this is how it kind of made my eyes pop, like it did, because looking at the new prices, was thinking about my own family. If me, my wife, my kids wanted to go to the zoo during the summer, which is when most people go to the zoo. Their peak rates go Memorial Day through Labor Day, and that's when people would want to go to the zoo. It would cost $92. For the four of us to go to the zoo. And then, most likely you're paying for parking too. So it's about $100. And I was thinking about it, Chris, because I like taking my kids to the hockey games too. It's the same price. If I look at the face value of my ticket, that would be the same price as it cost me to take kids to the Sabres game, which, you know, everybody complains about all the time of no one being able to afford to go to these pro sporting events. I'm looking at the zoo, which is supposed to be family-friendly entertainment, and it's right up there with it.
Yeah, yes, that's part of the problem. And again, you know, when you look at competitive, you know, zoos, you know, the Buffalo News has said that this increase is largely a result of increased costs, food, and those sorts of things, static costs. But all the other zoos are able to make it. And just to give you an idea, you know, the Toronto Zoo, which is roughly double the number of admissions every year as the Buffalo Zoo, it's, depending on, you know, the day and what the exchange rate is, roughly about $18 to go to the Toronto Zoo. Rochester, $12. Syracuse, $9. Erie, Pennsylvania, $12. Buffalo is going to be $26. I mean, that's a massive increase. And I just think for somebody, you know, for an entity that is taxpayer subsidized, we need to be provided answers as to why they're doing this and how they could not control their costs in another manner.
Yeah, all I can think of is looking at this is it's going to have a negative effect on the zoo because, I mean, anyone that has heard about the prices has had the same reaction as you and Brian have had, and that's, we're going to have to avoid the zoo. It doesn't really fit into the budget. It's not that budget-friendly option that it once was.
Well, right. But, you know, I think when, you know, one of the big differences, you know, when you make the, you know, connection to the Sabres is the Sabres are, you know, the only show in town. You know, yes, you can drive down to Pittsburgh or, you know, go up to Toronto, but let's face it, you know, people drive from Toronto to come to our games, you know, because they think that's cheap. And if you look at the mobility of people, you know, just across, you know, the border, for a good example, there's one in Fort Erie called the Safari Niagara. You can go on Groupons, and for my family of six, it would cost us about $120 versus close to $200 for the Buffalo Zoo. And that's, you know, about twice the footprint. And it does a great job up there. But they're able to make it work. Why can't the Buffalo Zoo make it work with the current pricing structure, which, again, is already on the high side? I understand they want to expand, and that's what they should be doing. We're fine with the Zoo for All initiative, where lower-income individuals that would have not been able to access the zoo are now going to be able to access it for just $5. But, you know, you can't do that by pricing out the middle class and ultimately calling it the zoo for few. That's the program we're looking at now.
With it being taxpayer subsidized, what kind of control, if any, or say, if any, does the county have over this?
Well, we typically would see somebody from the zoo come here and, you know, kind of justify the money that they request. This is my fourth year on the legislature, and I've yet to see any representative from the zoo come to the legislature. So, I mean, we do have accountability. I mean, we don't have to provide them funding. I don't want to go, or we can reduce their funding if we don't think that is, you know, the appropriate manner in which they're operating. But if somebody's receiving taxpayer dollars, then they're accountable to the taxpayers, and we're the representatives that they're accountable to. So we're looking for answers from the administration at the zoo as to, you know, what their path forward is and how they can do a better job kind of managing the funds that we're providing for them.
Is there a plan in the near future to invite somebody over for the zoo to ask questions?
Well, we've clocked in and written a formal letter to the administration, the zoo administration. And I guess the first step is to see what the response is. But yeah, I mean, we, you know, that's our goal, is to get them in here and have a discussion. You know, this is, again, this is a private entity that's taxpayer funded. I don't think they want to ever lose their funding. So I would imagine that they would want to come in and have a discussion and be able to outlay exactly what their costs are. If we can help them in any way, you know, maybe they're bloated with administration. Maybe they don't have enough administrators, you know, where they could, you know, have a specialist with purchasing help to drive down costs. I have no idea, but anything that we can do to provide, you know, resources to the Buffalo Zoo where they can eliminate the cost being put onto the shoulders of the middle class patrons, we need to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, Chris, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it, and we'll be watching to see what happens next. Chris Green, Erie County legislator, joining us this morning to talk about the Buffalo Zoo on the Trocare College Lifeline.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.